WZO-ANI, it's WZO-DEH. Are you near the last bird landowner there?
Well, I'm in radio contact with him.
Okay, could you, if he knows who the principal of the high school principal of the local school is, that is the landowner, it's the high school principal. Maybe you can put a name to that.
Okay, stand by. Okay, he doesn't recall the principal's name yet.
Okay, we'll dig it up. WZO-TGH.
T0 Anna. Yeah, Jim was saying that the payload is about 30 feet on the other side of the fence.
Station. Alpha, go ahead.
Yes, sir, we're about broke down, about heading out to go get something cool to drink, sir.
Hey, very good. We're struggling with landowner issues here, and we'll be getting it recovered. We know where it's at. We just got to get on the land.
Good enough, sir. We have tremendous confidence you guys are going to bring it home for us. Fine job today, Marty. Fine job. Appreciate it. 10-0 LP.
Always good. Perfect support out there. 7-0 is Tally Ho, 7-1 is the one we're going after.
7-3, yourself and the track and recovery crew, we'll be looking for you heading back to town.
Roger, you guys going to Lyman?
Some are going to Lyman, some have got to head back to town, sir. The guys going to Lyman are going to Times Square.
Okay, how cool was that? Finally get Chris Taylor to buy me a lunch. I love America. WZO-GA.
That big ball starts down, you know, at noontime. Make sure Benji's not under it.
We'll watch him. I'm sure he'll lead it right to the restaurant. Go ahead. Delta, this is Alpha. Katie Zero, you need that, this is
Alpha, this is Delta, 440.
Sorry, Ben, battery died. Go ahead.
I'm en route back with Susan Snyder. We're going to take a look at the fence on the way in. The name of the landowner is Greg Mitchell.
Greg Mitchell, very good. I'll pass that along. K0ANI, did you copy that name? Oh, yes, good. Can you pass that on for us?
Marty, say again the name, is that Greg Mitchell?
WZO-GH, yes, Greg Mitchell.
Okay, this is over this bell.
Say again. One of the residents is coming down here, and she's going to give us information as to whether this is Greg Mitchell for sure. Delta, is this Greg Mitchell's land?
Negative. This might belong to a Gary Rector.
Okay, new name, Gary Rector. Gary Rector.
are you on 94 now?
That's affirmative. If you take 94 from 125 east, it's a right-hand turn, you'll follow it for about 5-6 miles, and you'll see a 129 turn off to the right. Continue straight on 94, and you'll see the car.
Well, what I'd like to do, I'm out in the middle of the field here with these students, and I'm just trying to localize, or confirm for that matter, that 94 is the road that I see out to the west.
I don't have a visual on you, so can't tell.
Okay, you follow 94 as far east as you can?
Actually about a mile and a half off 125.
And that's as far as it'll go?
Negative. It dead ends about 1/4 mile past where we're at.
Okay, I was just looking to see if we could get a vehicle out there that I can identify, just to confirm that the payload's between you guys and us.
Okay, we do have students here. You can check Mars and find out who they are.
Okay, well, I was just looking to see if we could get somebody on top of that knoll so that we can figure out where we are to get an eyeball on us. I have information.
Go ahead. It's from the landowner in a couple of minutes. Go ahead, Marty.
Larry, KD0LP is heading that direction, and he'll get up on top of that knoll.
Okay, thanks. We should be due east of him. I believe that's Road 94 that I'm looking at. And if he gets up there, the GPS, the lat long that you gave me, is 2 miles at 264 from where we are.
Okay, we have discovered this land belongs to a guy named Gary Richter, and we have contacted him by telephone, and we have sent a couple vehicles over to pick him up, and he'll come up here and walk out on the land with us.
Okay, and I'll be looking for Dave to come over the hill here, K0ANN.
Yeah, nobody's extended out that direction on Road 94, so we suspect it continues on, but the street atlas stops it, so we'll see where it goes.
Okay, well, from what I'm looking at here, if you're heading east out on 64, on 94, you should be able to see it. It looks like it's just, stones thrown off of that road.
Okay, very good. Here comes, and he'll hit the top of the hill before long. I think he just made a right turn. It looks like a little curve. W0TH.
Okay, K0ANN.
This is 75 VSI, en route to Lyman.
That's KB0LP. The road ends in a farmstead here. Okay, you sure it ends and doesn't come on through? Looks pretty well maintained from what I'm looking at. KB0LP. Well, I'd have to drive out through this guy's barnyard. Okay, are you by a clump of trees out there and walk about a quarter of a mile of a gray grain silo?
I want to get back up on the hill here while I can see.
Okay, yeah, we could run back west up that hill. I'll see if I can spot you.
K0ANI, W0GH. For your information, we have Mesa State and we have Colorado School of Mines over here.
Okay, Okay, I wasn't ignoring you. Just got a pair of binoculars. I think I see something moving. Stand by.
You're still on the field. No, you're not.
Okay, Dave, I see you. I see you.
Well, I just see that bunch of cars parked over on the hill across the way.
Yep, that's a firm. You got GPS?
Yeah, I can figure it out and turn it on.
Okay, yeah, let me do that. And, we have Marty Cool, I can give you the land long of the payload and get a bearing from the land long.
Larry, do you need the land long of the payload?
No, I've got it here.
I can give you a land long of where we're parked.
I don't care where you're parked, I want to know where the payload is.
Do you need a land long of the payload?
No, you gave it to me.
Well, as Ross Crowe would say, never mind.
The payload is straight north of where the guys are parked, and they're about the same distance behind me that you are in front of me.
Okay, so I can't see them. Could you punch the lead long in for a waypoint and get a bearing on it?
Okay, you want a bearing from where I'm sitting right now?
Yeah, roger.
Okay, somebody give me the lat long for the payload.
39 degrees. 12.3 minutes. Degrees, 2.7 minutes.
0 off. You know, we could all go to Simplex, I guess.
Well, there's somebody parked on Simplex that checks to us.
Come on out of come out of Lyman on 24, go south on 24 to Simla. Simla, go north. You do that by going through Main Street and finding Sioux Street, like the Sioux Indians. Go north on 125. North on 125, a few miles to Road 94. Head east on 94, about 2 miles, and there we are.
Thank you. KB0IP, AA0IP, KB0MZW.
On 71, does anybody want to come look at it?
Yeah, we're back on the road, just jumping back in our vehicles and we're heading on over there. There's half the people here who have experiments over here.
Roger, you going to head down to 24 or you going to head north?
Which is easier?
either way, you want to get to 192 and then head east on 94.
Head down to 24, I think that's more familiar to folks, kind of like the one has us together.
Alright, 24, you want to turn on 2 Street, S-O-U-I-X Street, in the middle of Simla, that's 192. But Benji says going up to 85 is faster.
Okay, you fix your mean?
There's an intermediate road before you get up to 85. You just go north until you hit the first paved road, go left and west, and then go to 125, turn left and stop.
Okay, you don't know what that paved road is, do you?
Didn't copy, say again.
I said, you don't know what that paved road is, do you?
No, but it's not the one between Lyman and Franktown or Kiowa. It's an intermediate one. It was on my map, speed at it, paved, and it was shorter to go north and hit that one than to go west than it was to go all the way down to 24. When you hit the paved.
Well, I think we're going to go down to 24. Pretty much everybody's turned around and headed back south already.
Good. Either way it works, if it's supposed to go get it. We'll see you when you get here. And then, of course, as you come north, you'll turn right on 94.
Okay, copy. Well, yeah, K0AI.
K0ANI, K0JLZ. I'm going the north route for anybody who wants to follow me.
Okay, well, I'm going to head on south. We'll see you over there.
Roger, K0JLZ.
K0AI.
Now, where's the muster point?
SWA0GDH, we have a tally ho on USS 71, and we'll go wait for the rest of the students to get here before we pick it up.
Copy tally ho, Marty, KB0, you do that.
Okay, and we will wait for the other students to pick it up. SWA0GDH.
WA0DH, K0JLZ. It looks like nobody's following me, so I'm on my own coming over there. But as soon as I hit 86, I'm going to go to the west, and then I'm going to need directions again once I get there. K0JLZ.
Jim, repeat part of that. I covered you.
Oh, sorry. I was saying that nobody's following me taking the northerly route, so I'm on my own. But once I hit 86 and head west, I'm going to need a refresher on the direction. Don't give them to me now because I'll forget them by the time I get there, and I'm going to...
Okay, copy that, Jim. Thanks. Keep you through, you'll be good.
K0JLZ in here. So, did somebody say that 86 was paved?
Affirmative, I think Benji said it.
Okay, because I seem to be going a lot longer than I thought I should be going, and I haven't seen a paved road yet.
Whereabouts are you right now?
Just past County Road 110.
Sean, it's not much further.
Well, let me find you on the map.
Sean, it's not much further. You won't miss it. Big stop sign.
Okay, copy that. K0JLZ.
just want to see at it to tell me you're headed to go north to get that road all the way south. But it's there, don't worry, it'll be paved, it's so definitely north.
Almost there. I see a sign that says stop ahead. Okay. And then I'm going to hang a left there. And, okay, now it's time for the next leg. Where am I going to go after that?
I'm going to go straight west. It makes me dock, but keep going. You'll definitely see 125. There'll be about two or three houses, four or five houses, the small roads, but you'll see 125. And it's here. So you'll see it. It's clear to mark.
Okay, I missed all that, Benji. Just had to stop and talk to Mike.
Okay. Yeah, just go left, and that's west. It'll hit southwest a little bit, and then it'll start going straight west. Keep going past that and turn there. It's like dog. And just watch your road numbers if you're going left. So this is 125 the next time. You turn left or south.
Okay, so go south on 125.
Take south on the 125. You're climbing hills as you go, and then when you get to 94, there's a house on the left side, and you turn there.
Roger. Okay, headed west on 86, I think it is. Yeah. And we'll turn left or south on 125. K0 jails in.
This is W2NNSC in Colorado Springs. What are you guys are trying to recover? Just curious.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good time and good luck.
Now we've got tally hills on both. One's recovered, the other one's not. Out again, and how does it have to cover that? That makes them fit in one place. Yeah, no problem. It's kind of fun to tell people what we're doing, and I think we're just about done.
Just fine. It's been interesting listening to you all morning. I'm not having any idea what you were actually looking for. This is WA1 November Sierra Echo in the Garden of God, Scott, and Colorado Springs.
Yeah, we'll fly about once a month. A lot of fun.
K0JLZ. W5VSI, K0JLZ, you're just going by the road. What frequency is he on?
I don't know, but he's been getting scared.
No, I saw he missed the road and came back, so he's behind me again now. Okay. So, okay, I'm on 125, and I want to go down to 94 and turn left again.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Well, how far down is it?
Jim, it looked like about 8 miles to me on the map.
course it or not.
Okay.
I am on my way, K0JLZ.
W5ESI is behind you.
Okay. Well, you didn't answer when I called you. I saw you go by. I was waiting. I didn't know if you were going to see it or not.
Thank you. WZFDH.
I had to find the right microphone bed.
You're going to need help loading those bottles, aren't you?
Well, between the group of us, I'm sure we can get them in there if you want to go, but you're more than welcome to show up.
Okay, we'll go help you load the bottle.
Well, I'm not going to do that until after I eat, so that's the whole deal. That way I'm just making a straight shot through.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and go back then. Okay, you got somebody else to help you?
Yeah, we'll get it figured out. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Thanks, man. Oh, I see where you're going from. I don't know. Does it go all the way?
And about north?
You did what?
Talking about going north?
No, going south on 129.
Going north, you run right into the road that goes between Kiowa and Lyman. You can go right and east and go on up the Deer Trail that way. Or, but you're going to go to Lyman anyway. So. Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
Take 94 to 125. This one will dead end just past 80. And of course, 80 goes to 125 also. That's like one half dozen the other.
Okay, so I'll turn around. Thanks.
So if you continue south on 129, you're going to hit County Road 80, and turn right on 80, it'll take you right back to 125. So it's 6.5 does the other.
Band. I went ahead and hooked up the, I took out the USB connector, I put the DD9 into the Comport 1, and it still won't open.
Ah, okay. Well, you know, what you can do is, on COM 1, fire up Hyperterm, set up for the parameters, and see if your GPS is spitting anything out in Hyperterm.
And then I should go in and make sure the parameters are all set up right too. Okay, let me just figure that could be out of the problem. But giving me that same air, which is port not open or something or other, or open. I'll play with it a little bit. I got plenty of time.
Okay, I gotta look that air up anyway. See what it is. It's got my curiosity up.
Okay, talk to you later, WZFDH.
KB0 UBZ on the way to Lyman.
And James, we'll plan on meeting you there.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, sounds good. What's your location right now? I don't want to... Well, I'll just drive as fast as I can, and we won't be so many minutes behind.